Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail. And here we are again with Listener Mail. I'm Natalie Z. This is Travis Schultz. You know who we are. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. We have an email from somebody named Gatwiri. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And it's from Australia, where we currently are. It just feels so right. It says, "Hey, Natalie, Travis, and Ben, my brother used to watch Passions after school and recently roped me into some serious binge watching a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. What a journey it's been for you and me both. Hundreds of slow res YouTube episodes and two Passions related podcasts later, and my highlights include Tabitha's instrumental bangles, Tabitha stealing Christmas donations collected by a blind Salvation Army lady. I remember that. The Sheridan Lewis past lives on the Titanic and the ancient Egypt stuff. That was fucking weird. And Julian saying Ethan has a sharp legal mind, which isn't
simply
isn't
cannot true. Be
true. That cannot be true. The questions here are, there's a few.
You know, never said that?
Anyone else?
My grandfather, Ethan's grandfather.
All right. Can you take question number one, Travis? There are a few questions here.
Number one is, do you think T.C. Russell stands for tennis coach Russell? At this point, I would not put it past the writers. That's very funny.
May I interject that I believe Ben also said this?
Yeah, I think he did. It's I don't know, but I agree with you. Tennis coach Russell, it is probably what it is. And I think, but only
it's so stupid.
TC. Yeah, I mean, he goes by Coach Russell, but yeah, I think TC. Yeah, TC Russell.
TC Russell makes more sense than anything else, or Tennis Coach Russell makes more sense than anything else. So I think let's go with it. Number
From here on out.
Yep, that's
Tennis Coach Russell.
Number two, Natalie, how would you rewrite Gwen's storyline once she realized that Ethan was a lost cause? Do you have any specific ideas about where you wanted Gwen's story to go? Not to make everything about partnering up, but if we're going to live in the world of Passions, realistically, it is all about, you know, finding a mate. So I would have loved to have seen, and also soaps, you know, are romantic by nature. So I would love to have seen Gwen find someone else. I would love for Gwen to find a woman to have a relationship with. I think that would have been a really good fit. But, you know, that's not the time that we were shooting this show.
A lot of people wanted Hank and her to have a thing. And I think that would have been very interesting. I mean, it would have made a lot of fans happy. That's probably why they chose not to do it.
Yeah, they were not keen on making fans happy, obviously, as evidenced by the finale, which I've read about at length. And apparently a lot of people were real pissed about that, including some of the actors.
Well, they basically pushed the viewers away, is the stuff I've always
Which
read.
Is what you do as a writer on a show. I think that's the number one rule, is make sure to
disenfranchise your party. All the people who love your show.
Yeah, so
they never wrapped up storylines. Nothing was ever solved.
But less about that, more about this question is, I would have had Gwen find a partner, a female partner that could have matched her. Well, because I feel like we're talking about Liza's Gwen, and Liza's Gwen was a lot more fiery, and I would have liked to have seen Liza's Gwen in a relationship with somebody who could match her fire, or even better, who could serve as like the Evan Handler character, the Harry character in Sex and the City, to Charlotte's high-strung wasp. Harry was just always like, "Hey man, you can freak out, you can go crazy, you can have anxiety."
That's why, but Hank would have been great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Beauty and the Beast
attract.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Now, if we were not talking about the Passions universe, I would have had her go on and like build houses in Rwanda or something way more interesting and have like an exit. I would have had her like pull a Nomadland, which, you know, I don't think daytime television audiences are interested in. I certainly wouldn't want to turn that on at 2 in the afternoon, but that's just how I am. I like to also disenfranchise my fans.
Well, I mean, I think Gwen was trapped by a lot of things, just like Ethan was. Family, harmony, history. So she really didn't have many options. Best option was Hank.
Best option was Hank.
Hey, Gwen never did a single charitable thing in her life. And she, even if she wanted to, she probably wasn't allowed.
And that's why she needed to go lesbian. All right. And the last question was...
Who the lesbians were on that show? A psycho killer.
Well, that's a whole other issue that we won't get into. It was so fucked up. Anyway, last question was there a storyline that was collectively disliked by the cast?
Well, we touched on it this week's episode.
Oh, the bracelets.
The hospital explosion.
The hospital bracelets.
That one was...
Yeah, well, we don't cover the bracelets until next week. But yeah, nobody loved the hospital explosion. I think that probably after we left, not to harp on the finale because we weren't a part of it, but I think that, again, I know that there were actors. You know, Mackenzie talked about her disdain for not letting Sheridan and Louise have their happy... Louise? Is it Louise or Louise? It's Louise.
It sounded like you said Louise.
Louis. They didn't get their happy ending.
Well, I think another one that was disliked was the hell. And because we just really thought that we were told they were really going to, the producers were really going to bring it. And then when we got to work, we were just completely disappointed by everything that was there. They made it like they were really going to put a lot of money behind this and make it a big deal. And then when we showed up to work, that did not happen. And
we're doing a lot of shit talking, aren't we? Is it okay?
The whole show?
No, just this listener email.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, Weary. You're really bringing it out.
How is that different than the podcast?
No, it's not different than the podcast.
He's basically asking.
I know. So I think that for me, one of the memories that comes up was when the first time they killed Sheridan, I had just joined the show. And because this hadn't been a recurring theme on the show yet, I think everybody just thought it was in really poor taste. And I think it left...
Is that Buried Alive?
Yeah, the Buried Alive thing. It left a bad taste in people's mouths. So I think across the board, people were not huge fans of it. But I know, again, after we left, the show got real weird. And you know, again, Mackenzie talks a lot. But, you know, she touched on the miscarriage storyline, which was in absolute poor taste. And we weren't there, but I can't imagine that other people in the cast would have thought any differently.
Was it in poor taste, or was it just the way they handled it?
I think they handled it. Yeah. I think they handled it wrong, and I think it was in poor taste. As with a lot of
personally,
yeah. Sorry to shit all over the show, but you know that's what we do.
We also have just spent. This is our last day
in quarantine.
Aussie rules quarantine.
So we're not in the best place, but thank you anyway.
Error and omissions and apologies here at the end.
Yeah, errors, omissions, and apologies for being such assholes, and also
lucky to be alive right now.
Thank you for we've really the trains are off the track. The wheels are off the what is it? The bus. The bus has no
bus
long no longer has a driver.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
Get your shots.
Okay, bye. That was listener mail.